5. On the Absolution. Vi licks her dry lips and looks at her captor, wishing she could see his face. Of course, she can already tell he's annoyed. He's tapping one heel and sitting forward, focused on her like he might explode.
Not what you wanted to hear, huh?
He shakes his head.
I need pertinent intel.
No one cares about what happens to children on backwater planets, or this ship would be empty.
She takes a moment to tuck that bit of information away.
Pertinent intel. So I was right. This isn't just business for you, is it, Emergency Break? This is personal.
Really personal. You got a thing for Phasma? He snorts and cocks his head, considering, before picking up the remote and cranking the power up higher than he has yet. So high, she's bowed back, up on her toes, fingernails digging bloody moons into her own palms. When it subsides, she collapses, and if not for the tight restraints, she would slither to the floor and cry. The scent of cooked flesh fills the small room, turning her stomach. It takes her longer to come back this time, and her captor simply sits in the chair watching her.
Okay, the opposite then,
she finally says. She clears her scorched throat.
Look, you want something, and I want something, and we're all alone. So let's work out a deal.
It takes everything she has to raise her head and look him in, well, where his eyes should be. The black chasms of his helmet lenses show only her pleading face drowned in red. He gives an almost imperceptible nod, so she continues.
I know everything you want to know about Phasma.
She pauses meaningfully, spits out another wad of blood with worrisome black specks in it.
Everything. Let's say I tell you. And let's say that after I do, you let me go. How about it, Emergency Break?
He crosses his arms and considers it, taking long enough that she's able to get her breathing back down and stop panting.
My name is Cardinal,
he finally says, and she has to stop herself from grinning. She knew this, of course, but getting one's torturer to disclose something personal is like the first crack in a dam. If she can just stay alive and keep talking long enough, maybe she can find some weak spot in his armor, find a way to escape, or better yet, turn him. She knows Cardinal is a by-the-books soldier, but she also knows he's dedicated to working with children, running the program that turns orphans into killers. Maybe telling him what he wants to know about Phasma can expose him to some ugly truths about the First Order in general. She's got to keep building this small rapport.
How come you get a name, Cardinal?
She asks.
The rest of the bucket heads are just numbers.
He ignores the question.
You wanted a deal, so here it is. You will tell me everything you know about Captain Phasma. Every detail. If you give me enough intel to destroy her reputation among the First Order and get her court-martialed, I'll consider letting you go. But understand that you have no hope of leaving if I'm not satisfied.
The floating droid beeps a few urgent trills and he adds,
And do it quickly. I'm on a timetable here.
Timetable, huh?
Cardinal swipes a hand through the air.
That's not your concern. Your concern is telling me what I want to know.
She's been slumped in the interrogation chair, held up by the straps and bands. But now Vi finds her feet and stands. She's much smaller than Cardinal, but she's strong, and she needs him to know it.
If you promise you'll let me go, I'll tell you everything you need to take Phasma down.
Cardinal nods and holds out his hand like he wants to shake on it, but... well, he's got her strapped into a torture chair. Maybe at some point she can convince him that she's harmless enough to let her out. The hand drops.
It's a deal, but only if I get what I need. So go on. Tell me everything.
She nods and chuckles. So he thinks he's in charge? Well,
time to take back equal ground.
Oh, you'll get everything.
She cocks her head to look up at him. But it would help if I could see your face.
How about you take off your helmet, now that we're friends? You afraid I won't think you're cute?
Her harmless smile must win him over. Or maybe it's the fact that he plans on killing her once he gets what he needs. Vi knows a few more things about him, too, but those are cards she'll keep up her sleeve for later. After considering the request, he checks that the door is locked, rechecks all the cams, and turns his back to Vi. The first thing she notices as he places the red helmet on the table is sweaty, blue-black hair clipped short. When he turns to face her, she sees a much younger-looking man than she was expecting. He's maybe 40, although the lines on his face and the distance in his dark brown eyes suggest he's already lived a lifetime. His skin is golden tan with freckles and darker patches that speak to years of sunburn. Smile lines crinkle at the corners of his eyes and lips, but he's not smiling now.
The face you're making suggests you're already thinking about your remote control again,
Vi says.
But don't worry. I'll behave. Too much of that juice and I won't be able to talk. It makes me feel dumb, you know?
He says nothing, just considers her, his mouth a grim line. Something in his eyes suggests... Is it sorrow? Or guilt? Whatever it is, she's ready to dig for more of it.
I knew you were from Jakku, but it looks like you had a rough time there, she says.
That closes him up. He wipes a gloved hand through the air as if smearing a trail in sand. Where I'm from isn't important. Get back to Phasma. Unless you'd like to tell me where the Resistance base is located. She shakes her head at him like he's a naughty boy.
You think they just hand out that kind of information to people like me?
Yes.
Well, maybe they do, and maybe they don't, but that wasn't part of the deal. So shock me all you want, and I just might forget how Phasma showed up one day and stole your job.
Cardinal can't hide his surprise at her knowledge, but he can point a threatening finger at her face.
Watch yourself, scum. Insulting me isn't going to help your case.
Oh, honey. If it weren't true, you wouldn't be so angry about it. I bet it really burns you how you both came from nothing and she still ended up ahead.
Vi has been trained in reading micro-expressions, and in this kind of situation, carefully monitoring his emotions might be the only thing that keeps her alive. The feelings that cross his face are swift and impossible for him to hide. He doesn't have training in resisting interrogation or controlling his features, and she tucks this new bit of information away with her other intel. Now the lines of his face sag into resentment, anxiety, anger. His fingers rove over the remote button, but he seems to have been programmed with excellent self-control. He's fighting it, though. The droid burbles over his shoulder, and he shakes his head, evens out his features, and tries a new tack.
You shouldn't provoke me. I've been hunting you for a while now, Moraudi. I see that you've got intel on me, too. And that means you know I've been in combat, and you know I have no problem with killing my enemies.
No wonder they keep this guy behind a helmet. He's easy to read, easy to anger, easy to wound. She could take everything he owns at the right sabacc table.
Speaking of which, what do you know about me?
He asks, voice aggressively clipped as if the question is merely a formality. Vi considers the request and gives him the barest sliver of what she knows.
You were born on Jakku, and General Hux... Brendel Hux, the original General Hux, took you off-planet and brought you into his training program after the final battle between the New Republic and the Empire. Now you run the younger half of the Stormtrooper training program while Phasma fine-tunes your graduates for battle. You report to General Hux. Armitage, that is. Brendel's son.
When he opens his mouth to ask for more, she shakes her head.
That's all I've got, Cardinal. Don't even know your real name if you ever had one.
He stands and turns to the door, and she knows well enough what he's thinking and has to stop him.
Wait, I know one more thing. You're an ideal recruit. A perfect soldier, not a single mark against you in all these years. So you're probably thinking about going to tell on me right now. Let your superiors know that you've got a captive resistance spy. But if you do that, Cardinal, I won't tell you about Phasma. You leave this room, and I'll be dead before you return. I promise you that.
He snorts, but he does turn away from the door. And why would you do that? Despite the chill in the room, sweat trickles down her forehead, and she shakes her head to flick it away before it can burn her eyes.
You're willing to die for your ideals? Is it so inconceivable I might be willing to die for mine?
He steps closer to her, but not in menace, with a sort of religious fervor.
For the resistance? Yes, that's foolish. They don't care about you. They don't care about anyone. They thrive on chaos.
Vi snorts.
Hate to break it to you, big guy, but most people just want to live their small lives, not get caught up and die in someone else's battle for ultimate power. The resistance is about freedom, about doing what's right, and stopping the bullies and tyrants.
She can't help smiling as she thinks about Baako, studying to be a diplomat and excited by the prospect of doing good on Pandora.
And the resistance rewards good people willing to help with that. If you don't like the way you're being treated here, if you've been, say, overlooked for a promotion, or if you get tired of sending children planetside to oppress innocent populations with blasters and flamethrowers, the resistance would give you a full pardon.
Defect to the resistance.
He barks a laugh and leans back against the wall, arms crossed.
And why would I want to do something that stupid?
Because people who try to take Phasma down usually meet ugly ends. At least they did on Parnassos. I assume they do on this ship, too.
Speaking of which, our records indicate Parnassos was destroyed.
How was it destroyed if your men pulled it off my ship's log?
He rolls his eyes.
The planet is still there, but the water level rose.
Phasma's people are gone.
Vi smiles slyly.
They're not all gone. Someone just wants you to think that. I'm surprised you believed it. And that she hasn't wiped it from your maps completely.
And why would Phasma do that?
Because she doesn't want anyone to know what happened the day Brendel Hux fell from the sky. And the day he made a deal with her.
Now Cardinal scoffs, sure he's caught her out.
That's a lie. Brendel Hux did nothing without my knowing it. I was his personal guard.
Then you failed because he was there on Parnassos. I've seen evidence with my own eyes.
Cardinal leans forward, betraying his new interest.
When? How? What happened?
With a sigh, Vi leans her head back. Her feet are killing her, and there's a dull throb behind her eyes. Every part of her hurts. She can't escape the smell of her own burnt flesh. But she must continue. She has to give him what he wants, but she needs to take her time doing so and hopefully, maybe, win him over to her cause. Or at least keep him from killing her.
I'll get to Brendel when it's time. First, you need to know Phasma's story.
Cardinal shakes his head.
I don't have a lot of time. Get to the part about General Hux. If she caused him harm or actively worked against him, I just need evidence. Something to pin her with.
The droid beeps in warning, and his mouth twists as he looks at it.
No. Iris is right. Tell me everything. I have no way of knowing what might ultimately be important.
Which is excellent, as that's what Vi was going to do anyway. She wouldn't be good at her job if she gave up the best information that easily.
I agree with your droid. You need to hear the whole story. To truly understand who you're trying to take down.
His thumb plays over the remote.
And why do I need to understand her when I just want to destroy her?
Because every great hunter knows it's paramount to understand your prey. Especially when they're a predator hunting you in return.
For all the stories Siv told me, she made certain that I understood one thing very well.
And what's that?
Vi looks into Cardinal's eyes, hard, to make him understand. Phasma will do anything to survive.